The secret. The secret is in the eyes. Hinach yafa rayati. Hinach yafa. Behold, you are beautiful, my beloved. You are beautiful, so gorgeous. Love is a perception. It's not an emotion. The emotion wells up from the deep ground of perception. Blake, the holy sweet Blake, was a little bit wrong when he said love is blind. Love is not blind, it's a magnifying glass. It's to see with the deepest perception. To love is to see with God's eyes. And the teacher is the Song of Songs, the holy erotic Song of Songs. We all know what sexual seeing is. And sexual seeing, seeing the beauty of a person, is just the outside. It's holy, but it's meant to invite us to the inside, to model deeper perception, deeper vision, the perception of love. You know that men start out with women, and they're 20 years old, right? Wow, 20 years old, men and women together. And then, all of a sudden, they're 30 and 40, and then they're 70. So why does that happen? Why do people get older? And why does the allure of the raw sexual recede? Because that's the deep Dharma Torah. We're invited in through the sexual to open our eyes and to see. But eventually we've got to drop down and be able to see deeper the perception of love that finds its way through the physical to the deeper, deeper realms of infinite beauty and radiance, bhakti, shining, shimmering light of the true person, the deepest, most authentic self. Not revelation 'tis that waits, but our unfurnished eyes. The holy Magid of Mezrich, Hebrew mystical Hasidic master, writes, when I see a beautiful person, don't avert your eyes to protect yourself from the sight that may distract you from the holy. Enter the vision, enter the beauty, but don't get caught on the outside. Step inside, go through the beauty, and ultimately, as you walk through, it opens up, it opens your heart, and you find yourself in the Shekhinah, in the feminine goddess divine. You find yourself in God. Walk through the gorgeousness of physical beauty and let it unfold you into the beauty of the soul and the beauty of the heart and the beauty of love. To be a lover is to see with God's eyes. Love is a perception. And when we're seen, when we're perceived, we're embraced and loved. V'ra'aha kohen v'nirpa. When the ancient Hebrew was seen by the priest, and the priest of the temple was the priest of love, when he was seen to be seen, to move from being invisible to being recognized, v'nirpa, in that being seen, I'm healed. Because isn't it true that we're all somehow systematically misrecognized? Chatan v'kala, the bride and groom at the wedding, write the holy books, Idgalia d'shchinta, reveal the Shechina, the infinite divine. And what does it mean? It means that when the bride looks at the groom, she reveals the infinite specialness that is him, that no one else, even his parents, were quite able to see like she's able to see. She is the revealer of the divine in him. And when the holy chatan, the holy groom, looks at his holy bride and he sees her, love is a perception, he reveals in her an infinite specialness, a gorgeousness, an infinite uniqueness that no one, even her parents, were quite able to reveal in the way that he reveals. Not revelation 'tis that waits, but our unfurnished eyes. You know what it's like? Never to be told you're beautiful. I was teaching once, many years ago, at a Hebrew school. At a confirmation class. Maybe it was a summer camp. Maybe it was in a church or a synagogue or a mosque. Every place, anywhere. And I finished teaching in this every place, in this any place that we've all been to. And somehow, there was something off in the room. Somehow, hearts weren't opening. And I was teaching about love. And so I asked the children, when was the last time someone told you that you were beautiful? Hinach yafa rayati. Hinach yafa, we say to our children. Behold, you're gorgeous. You're so beautiful. And the room was silent until a 9-year-old girl stood up and said, my mother said I was the ugliest little girl she ever saw. And another little boy stood up and said, my mother is a Holocaust survivor, and she said it wasn't worth surviving for me. And the stories began to spill out of shattered hearts and shattered souls of people who never heard. Hinach yafa rayati. Hinach yafa. By God, when you see your beauty, you will become the idol of yourself. Be a lover. See with God's eyes. Open your heart. Open God's heart. Hinach yafa rayati. Hinach yafa. Behold, you are beautiful, my beloved. You are beautiful.